This is the off season.
The voice in your ears is Perfect Purvis, and welcome to the off season. I'm here to talk about all things relevant to me during the off season period of American football in Europe. Today's topic is, what is the purpose of the gym? Okay, so first, I'm not talking about normal people, okay? This is like for athletes only, like people who consider themselves athletic or play sports, not just normal people going to the gym. My thinking on the purpose of the gym is that athletes go to increase their performance of their desired sport. The gym is a supplement or even a complement to what you already do. If you play football and you're a good football player, you have to train for football. But the gym can, you know, make you stronger and faster in different aspects that you can't necessarily improve playing football. Like, it's one of those things where, obviously, the more you run doesn't mean you're going to get faster. I mean, there's ways that you can improve your technique and shave off time. But ultimately, you know, the more strength, the more, what is the, I don't know the formula, but what is it? Mass times speed times direction equals velocity type of stuff. Like all that stuff. Like you could be as fast as you want to be, but, you know, adding 10 pounds of muscle make your velocity better. Even though your speed might not have gotten faster, but you're moving more weight quicker at a certain angle, and that actually makes you quicker or faster on the field. Like, that's what going to the gym is about, is how can I make myself a better player for my sport? What can I do in the gym to make me better on the court, on the field, or in the arena, or wherever you play? I don't know, the sand if you're a volleyball player. So that's what my thinking of the purpose of going to the gym is. Here's what I think people who play these sports actually do in the gym. I think a lot of people just waste time in the gym following trends and doing bodybuilding. And this goes for all across the world. Like, I don't think this is just a European thing. I've seen it done in the States as well. You have some strength and conditioning coaches who literally just, you know, follow people online or listen to other strength and conditioning coaches and then, you know, replicate that to their team. I think there's a lot of things that happen. There's different trends that go on. You know, there was a time where, you know, bench press was king. Like, that's all everyone worked on. There was a time where, you know, kettlebells became a real good fad. Like, you gotta do kettlebells. All the colleges across the world, all across the country in the US were, you know, lifting kettlebells in their workouts. And similar to on this side, since I've been in Europe, I've seen, you know, here in Finland, one thing that irks me is everyone does deadlift and everyone's built like a fucking tree trunk at the bottom, and they wonder why they're slow as hell because they overtrain on something like deadlift instead of doing squats because it's safer for you. But you're playing a sport that's not safe, and then you're putting yourself in a position to not be prepared for it. But again, that's my personal thing. But a fad is a fad, and that's what it is. Like, that's something here in like Finland when it comes to sports, most athletes do like deadlifting and refuse to do, you know, squats or even lunges for their legs because they consider deadlifting a superior lift overall, which it could be, but it doesn't translate to every sport. Like, it's not going to make you necessarily a better athlete at your sport because you can deadlift a whole lot of weight, especially for football players, where I've seen a lot of women that deadlift end up with ACL injuries. Not saying it's related, but most of them, they were built like tree trunks at the bottom, and then they got on the field and they couldn't get loosey-goosey. But back to my main point, what I think people are doing in the gym, athletes, are they're wasting time. I think that a lot of people go in the gym for 2 to 3 hours and then do a workout that they could have done in 30 minutes. You know, you spend a lot of time getting rest in between reps. You spend a lot of time not actually lifting weights, maybe talking or scrolling your phone, et cetera, et cetera. And it doesn't necessarily make you better at your sport. And again, if you're not in there to get better at your sport, I don't understand why you're at the gym. That's why the title of this episode is, what is the purpose of the gym? It's a question, because I don't think people actually know the purpose. And even if I was to know what people think, I can't speak for everyone, which brings me to my third part, I think I said something about what I think is happening. I told you my purpose of the gym, and then I told you what people are doing in the gym and what I think people are doing. That's my opinion. Obviously, none of these are facts that I've said so far. And if I had to say facts, what people are actually doing in the gym, I don't know. I'm not in the gym with you. I wasn't in the gym with you. Damn, I want to quote the Rick Ross song when he's talking about Kobe. You wasn't in the gym. He wasn't in the gym shooting with me in the gym. No, I wasn't there lifting with you. I don't know what everyone's doing in the gym. I can't really just blanket statement. Everybody is doing this, and this is what everyone should be doing. I don't know what everyone should be doing, and I don't know what everyone is doing. You know, for some people, these trends of doing certain lifts and focusing on certain areas, it could be helpful for them in their sport. You know, it has to start from some type of proof that it worked for someone. But that doesn't mean it works for everyone. And that's why I feel like I don't know what the purpose of the gym is anymore. When I was younger, I skipped the gym. When I was working out with my football team, I didn't do upper body stuff. I did squats and power cleans. We had four major lifts. I'm from Texas, so obviously we weren't doing a lot. We had bench press, incline bench, squat, and then what was it? Deadlift? Yeah, I think it was deadlift. Those are four main lifts. I did deadlifts and squats. When we did bench, I did one set so the coach could see me, then I dipped. We did incline. I did not do incline. I just spotted everyone else. I could barely lift 200. I think it was 205 was what I could lift when I was in high school. But I mean, obviously, I'm just droning on about my own personal thing. But when I got to college, we didn't really do deadlift. Deadlift wasn't really a thing. Power clean became everything. Learning how to do, you know, every phase of the power clean. We did a little bit of deadlift just to get a strength base, but we did a lot of hang cleans, a lot of cleans. Anything that was related to power cleaning was what we were focused on for 3 out of the 5 years I was there. It was ridiculous. By the time I got ready to leave, they just told me, hey, do what you got to do, because they understood that my body was done. But it's just one of those things, like I went through those phases where I was mostly because of what those coaches were teaching at the time. When I left that school, they went more into doing, what was that, the word I used earlier? I can't remember. I can't remember the words, but kettlebell stuff. Like kids I went to college with that were younger than me, they're like, dude, we're doing kettlebells all the fucking time now. Like, we don't even clean anymore. And that's just where the coach was at that point in his career. But that doesn't mean that either was wrong or either was right. But I do feel like trends kind of dictate what people do. And then in Europe, you have a lot of people who have to come up with their own workouts. They have to find their own places of, like, how do I work out? What do I lift? And how do I do it? And a lot of them go online. And if you go online, trends are what you're going to see. And as much as you can try to study or rehearse, even if you go to a personal trainer is only going to be able to tell you what they know. They don't know everything that's going to be great for you. So even if that's the route you go, a lot of people that do their own workouts, you're relying on your own memory of what you can do. Me personally, I do my own workouts. Not because I think I'm great at it, but because shit, I can't afford to pay anybody else to do it if I wanted to. Even if I could pay somebody, I don't think that I would actually do the workouts. It'd be a waste of money because I'm not that guy. But I do my workouts based on what would be challenging, but also what would help me get to where I want to be. You know, me personally, I have no athletic goals of being great at anything. I mostly just want to make it to 55 and not be hurting, but also be strong enough that I can pick up my 25 kilo daughter whenever she decides to throw a temper tantrum and I need to get somewhere quick. And I'll have time for her to walk, because she's kind of slow when it comes to walking. She runs fast. Don't get me wrong. She like her papa. She runs fast. But when she's walking, it's like dragging a dead weight. Sometimes it's quicker to just pick her up. So for me, when I go to the gym, that's what I'm training for. How can I be in the best shape to support my daughter physically if I need to? And that's all I want to get accomplished, which means when I'm in the gym, that's what I'm trying to get done. I'm not in there trying to squat 800 pounds or bench 300 pounds and see what my max is. I don't care what my max is. My max is however much she weighs. Right now, she's at 25 kilos. So if I can do that in any shape or form, we're good to go. But I do think that other people have different goals, and they don't, I'm not saying they don't try to get those goals accomplished, but it's like you play football, you're like, okay, I want to be stronger, faster. So then I want to lift weights. Okay, I want to lift weights and legs. I'm good at lifting weights and legs. So I'm going to do more of legs than I do anything else. But I'm just doing legs. I'm not doing a specific type of legs. And again, I'm getting too much into it because honestly, you could be a personal trainer who's, you know, went and got certified and know exactly what to do to make your body better. And that's awesome. But I think for the main majority of athletes, I mean, it's a clusterfuck. It's a 50-50, hit or miss. Some people get it right, some people get it wrong. That's what I think. Again, opinions, factually, I don't know what anybody's doing in the gym. That's why I have this topic, because I would like people that, if you're listening, to, you know, contact me and let me know, what do you think the purpose of the gym is? Next thing I'm talking about, again, I don't know what the actual purpose is, but I do think that there are things that can be accomplished in the gym to make athletes better. Just talking generally, strength training. I think going to the gym definitely helps in strength training. Like you're going to get stronger if you're in the gym. I don't care what you're doing, but if you're lifting something that's a resistance or a weight towards your body, it's going to make you stronger. Even if just lifting your body is the resistance. Doing a push-up is not easy to do. You're doing 100 push-ups a day, you're going to be getting stronger. I don't care how much you weigh, you're going to be getting stronger. So strength training is definitely something that can be accomplished in the gym to make athletes better. Also, conditioning. This is something that I enjoy doing in the gym because personally, I live in Finland and I just can't go outside and get no conditioning done. So, you know, I get in the gym, you know, what's it called? HIIT, high intensity interval training. And I get that shit done. And that's good conditioning for me. I don't do a lot of weight because I'm not trying to get strength out of it. I'm trying to get conditioning. But there's also other ways, you know, some people go running on the treadmill. Some people do, you know, high reps of different sets, compound movements, functional movements that get you conditioned for both those movements as well as other movements if you're doing them right. So that's something you can do, is definitely conditioning. And then another thing is recovery and rehab. Obviously, the gym can help you in your recovery and rehab, but I think a lot of people who have had injuries, they shy away from, you know, weighted resistance and things like that because they're like, oh, I want to make sure I'm 100% before I do that. Well, the weighted resistance is how you get back to 100%. And again, I'm no expert and I'm not claiming to be, but I do know that I've had recovery and rehab, and the gym is what definitely helped me do that. What else can you be accomplished in the gym? Aesthetically, you know, curls for the girls is something I used to live by when I was a younger man. Now I'm like, fuck them hoes. But again, there's a lot of things you could do in the gym. When I was younger, because I'm old now, so I'm not really in the gym like that, but I see people in the gym. So that's why I'm talking about this, is I still see people in the gym. For some reason, Instagram still shows me people working out in the gym. I don't know if it's trying to motivate me or mock me, but you know, you can make yourself look a little bit better aesthetically by going to the gym. There's things you can do in the gym that'll do for your body what, you know, good eating and staying at home won't do. You know, you want abs, obviously you got to eat right. But if you want defined abs with muscles, you know, you're working out can do that. I've seen a lot of, you know, thin people or skinny people where, you know, they might have a six pack or a four pack, or they might have a thin stomach, but it's like, it's just kind of, because there's no actual muscles. I was fortunate, you know, back when I was a younger man, I used to hit them abs. So when my 6/8 pack came out, it looked pretty goddamn good. And aesthetically, that was great to see. Obviously, that was never the purpose of anything I was doing, but also had a strong core. So it helped out that I also had muscles on top of that core. But, you know, back to the curls for the girls. You want nice looking biceps. You got to train them correctly. There's some people that overtrain their biceps so that it looks like a little bitty python. And that's great. But then they can't play their sport. So that's something that you have to consider also, is how much aesthetically do you want to be pleasing to compare to your sport? You know, it's great to have I think it's weird, actually. I keep changing in the middle of my sentences, sorry. But I think it's weird that I see a lot of like women who love to flex the bicep, like when they're not like in their sport. And then when they're in their sport, you don't really see the bicep. And I'm like, well, you, aesthetically, I don't know what you're trying to get here. Like, is that a cool thing? You that means you can do curls. But if your arm isn't muscular or doesn't stand out when you're playing the sport, then I mean, I don't understand what you're doing. That's what I'm saying. I'm just thinking recently, I just saw a lot of photos of some girls doing that. Not to be too sexist, but guys, if you got a six pack, that don't show when you're playing football. I'm not speaking about, you know, like if you're playing soccer or volleyball, you can pull up your shirt and stuff like that. But and actually, football wise, I was just in Miami a couple months ago. So we had a lot of guys who during practice, they wear half shirts because they got a six pack and they want to show it. And I think that's a great reason to, you know, stay in shape and get done what you want to get done aesthetically if it helps your sport. Like we've seen, or if you're young enough or old enough, I guess you see back in the day when University of Miami players used to all have those half shirts and nothing but muscles. Like they were basically just wearing shoulder pads and helmets out there because everything else was just body and muscles everywhere. And that looks really cool. But you can see that those muscles were functional too. Like they had muscles as a result of being good at football. But that's, again, I think I'm digressing. I think I'm getting away from what I was supposed to be saying. And I was talking about things that can be accomplished in the gym. And just to go back over it, you can strength train. That's one thing that can be accomplished. You know, gaining strength, improving your conditioning for either the sport or certain movements can actually make you a physically better player by conditioning. You know, like someone who can bench press 300 pounds but can't do 225 10 times. Like conditioning, figuring out a way to get that up if you're ever going to, you know, do a pro day or something, I guess. I'm never doing that. But just talking in general. Another thing is recovery and rehab. Obviously, if you want to get back to being in prime shape for your sport, the gym is where you need to be so that you can get better. And then the last thing is aesthetics, is that you can look like you should be playing your sport. That's I didn't say it that way earlier, but yeah, you want to look like a football player if you're a football player. You want to look like a basketball player. And you go to the gym and do the stuff that makes you better at your sport, you will start to look like the sport that you play. I remember as a young kid, when I first got into college, I was confused oftentimes for a baseball player because of my body shape and like what it looked like. I was lean but muscular and not too big anywhere. So, I mean, I really much looked like a baseball player. I don't think I was tall enough, only 5'10", 178 centimeters. So I don't know why, but that's what I was confused for. 2 years in after that, no one ever confused me again. And even now, people look at me like, oh, you used to play running back, huh? And that's what I'm good. I'm glad with that because that's what I look like. That's what I played. And that's what I aspired to be, is what a running back should look like. And I think that's what most people want to be in their sport, is when you look at them, you should be able to tell at least what sport they play. Maybe not what position, because everybody comes in different shapes and sizes, but at least what sport, because it's true to history that it's proven that, you know, if you look a certain way physically, you're able to do certain things. You know, if you're 6'10" and you play basketball, or tell me you play basketball, I'm not surprised. Like, I won't be confused. But if you're, you know, 5'6" and telling me you're a point guard at a college, I might question that, especially if you're 5'6", 205, you know, like some things just don't add up. So you do want to try to work out to get into the shape to be better at your sport. But usually you'll look like you can play that sport as well. Most sports have a pre-requirement for certain, you know, physical aspects. So you usually turn into it, you know, excluding kickers for football, because they look like soccer players and usually are. Or rugby players from Australia? No, those are usually soccer players too, right? I don't know. The punters. Punters from Australia. Soccer players from all over the world, they're the kickers. So that's all I got on the purpose of the gym. I really don't know what the purpose is. I think that there's a lot of options, a lot of ideas. I don't have them all. I just gave you what I do have. And I'm hoping that if you're listening to this, you will give me some feedback so that I can maybe follow up this topic with some purposes that people have or some reasons some people do go to the gym. Let's just continue the conversation. So that's it for this topic. For anyone listening to this episode or any of my podcasts, thanks for rocking with me during the off season.
This is the off season.